don't see any shortcuts. What we should do is review also Kuf Pei Daled, which is the first time we introduced the Vestos. But we're now on Kuf Pei Tes. Let me give you a little bit of an introduction.
You people have the tool in there.
Yeah.
Take a peek at the Beis Yosef in the tool. Point out you made the same thing. You find it about here. You have the same.
Okay. Some of us have a different surah.
I think we have the same editions. Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph to the Sad Vida. Have it. The two we're talking about. My edition, the one I see the Adam has, is on Daf Nun Aleph.
Is it from the beginning of the Beis Yosef?
I'm sorry?
Is it from the beginning of the Beis Yosef on Kuf Pei Tes?
You can do the beginning with Jason too. He's a nice fellow. We can start from the beginning. He has what to say, Baruch Hashem.
Alan, this page Lamed Beis, maybe?
Yeah. Is that a different edition?
It's a different edition.
Bida. Okay, let's see if you can find it. Hey, mini bestows, hey. Echod, Beset HaFlogos. Da'ainu shi lemudo liros va'flogos mechuvonos. Kimo michof leom lechof yom, lamed lamed yom, habeiz vestos hayomim. Da'ainu, lemudo liros biyom yedua, bechodesh, or biyom yedua b'shavua, he lumps it together. But later on, in Kuf Pei Tes, you have separated that yom. Besed for sure, Besed for sure. I'll run them through in a minute. I sat down and figured out how many bestows the post can speak about. Yom Yadua B'chodesh, that's a Besed HaChodesh, not B'haflogo, but there's always the same day. O B'yom Yadua B'shua, or same day of the week. Hashlish is vested atoli b'mase, kigon pirko v'rosa, yawns, ocher, sneezes, rosa, v'nikra vested de gufo, haravi vested murkov, d'hainu shirtu toloi b'yomim u'b'mase, neither the yom nor the mase alone will initiate the Veset, will initiate Nidus. But if a certain number of days pass and she engages in some kind of activity, that's when she becomes a Nida. Kan shekovtza b'yom yudua me'achodesh v'ashur v'leosa, and chamishis Veset hadilug. The skipping Veset, the hainu, כאשר רוסה היום, ובסוף למד רוסה שניס, וחוסה ורוסה ביום למד א', ורעי השנייה, וחוסה ורוסה ביום בייז ורעי השלישיס, ושרוסה תזבו ולעי, צי, צי, צי. When you add up the bestows that Halacha recognizes, there are 11 bestows. And this is a chodesh. Besser HaFloga, Besser HaShvua, Besser HaShol, so it refers to, and Besser HaDilu. Those are the five that basically are covered by the Beis Yosef. Then you have Besser HaFloga B'Dilu. What is Besser HaPlogo? A set amount of days, but doesn't remain constant. First day, third times 30, then a modified number, and again a modified number, but not like the Beis Yosef has it. One day moved apart. I think that should be classified almost as a Besed Hasirug. Besed Hasirug is what we see nowadays. Usually a woman that has some difficulty conceiving as well, where she skips whole periods. That's what Dilug means. She sees the 30 days, and the next 30 days she doesn't see. She'll see to 60 days, she'll see to 40 days, etc. It's the Isha she ain't la beset kavua, but she clearly has a beset dramatically lo pochas mei, whereas on some months it's no less than 30 days, on some months it's no less than 90 days or 60 days or 70 days. Then you have a Besed Haguf, which is just mentioned, based upon a evidence that the Besed is coming, as evidenced by changes in her bodily behavior, bodily functions, and so on. Not vested her oneness, which is the next one, namely, where a certain act brings on the vested. And then you have the vested Shena Kavua, which occupies much of the effort of the poskim. For some reason, some of the Achoinim felt that our women are basically Beset Eina Kavua, which is not true, of course, because they refer to Beset Kavua like the Halacha does Kavua, 30, 30, 30, 30. And they have some sofa, and they all make the reference, Blanazea, women have a Beset Eina Kavua. It doesn't really mean that. All it means is we don't have the certitude that we once seem to have among our women, where there was a very, very, very rigid schedule that the bestows followed. And that's what we spoken about, where she has clearly a vesed shelo pochas mei, and then slips into a period of time, a vesed sheina kavua. And then you have the ona beinonis, which has to be evaluated. Big machlokes and Besed Beinonis, namely, does it stay there all the time? Is Besed Beinonis such a prevalent Besed of 30 days that a woman always has to be choshek for Besed Beinus, regardless of what her Besed is. Most poskim don't paskin that way, but many do. Many chsidshe poskim hold that a woman always has to worry about Besed of Shoshim Yom. Besed Beinus is always a Besed for her. I think Halacha Lamaisa doesn't seem to be a reason to be machmir on that. It's clearly an important Besed for Misha Ein Le Besed Kavua. Okay, I think what I left out was a Besed Achodesh and the Besed Achodesh, right, which is similar. No, I think we covered it. We mentioned Besed Achodesh. Besed Achodesh, Besed Aflogo, Shavua shows Achodesh B'dilug in Aflogo B'dilug and Sirug. We'll pick them up, these Lashonos. Halacha Lamaisa, we have to get a derech how to handle this. The key to the Hesber is that there's a Besed Kavua for some period of the time and a Besed Shena Kavua for other periods of the time. The chilek between Besed Kavua and Besed Shena Kavua should be clear in your mind. A Besed Kavua if it's our flogger, as you mentioned, we covered that already quickly, it needs four rios to be established. If he gives a besto, she's supposed to make a bedika. He gives a besto below botka, right? Then there's the machlokas, the rip in the Rambam hold said she's tahora levaila. Didn't come, it didn't come. She should make a bedika. She did make a bedika, she did make a bedika, right? And that seems to be the way the mechaber holds. But I told you the Rashba and the Raivit, right? Hold she sasura l'shamish in Bailo until she makes a bedika. And there is no time element that they discuss. In other words, she passed the Veset, 3 days go by, 5 days go by, she can't be with her husband until she makes a bedika. I, the bedikah, is not going to tell anything what could have happened in the last 3 days, right? Tipa Zamke Chardel, that. Nevertheless, that's so. It's a kind of need to break a chazokah. She had a chazokah, right, that she'll see on this day. The chazokah is that she saw, then she'd be a Asur Labayla. No. The chazokah, nevertheless, is that she will see on this day, and therefore you need something to break that chazokah. What breaks the chazokah? The bedikah. Isha she'ein lo besed kavua has to worry about the own beinonis, which is the yom lamed del riosa. That's the lashon of our Shulchan Aruch. Kol isha she'ein lo besed, that's Pinchas Kuf Pei Tes, choshesh le yom lamed del riosa she'ein lo beinonis is stam noshim. The shach. See, in Simon Cotton Lamed over here, holds that on the Bainan is Yom HaChodesh. So if it's a Chodesh Mole, she has to worry about Yom Lamed Aleph, right? Chodesh Chosel, it's Yom Lamed, right? That's what he held with some bestows.
Why would it be Lamed Aleph? Wouldn't it be 29 or 30? Not 30 or 31?
If she sees on a Chodesh Moly, it's a Chodesh Moly, she has to, if it's Yom HaChodesh, right? She, for last time she saw only Yom La, she saw on Lamed. She started off on Lamed. Look at the shach inside. Simukot Lamed.
The
shach
says
may lamed aleph. Do you want to get involved with this long shach to take up the whole time? You can look at it yourself. But that's I'll give you a quick summary. As I said, okay. The Chochmas Sodom writes that Yesh Lahachmir Gam la lamed mi yom riyoso, right? And also worry about that Ona Beinonis is Yom HaChodesh. Therefore, if she saw on a Chodesh Molid, she has to worry about Yom Lamed Aleph.
So the Chochmas Sodom, we should be Malkur for the 30th and the 31st
right.
Day.
What else I scribble down here? Let's go to the text. Don't forget Kupay Dalet, where you have the halachos, the gabi isur lebailo. And maybe do well if you just quickly remind yourself of what we learned in Kupay Dalet. Kol isha jesh lebeset kavua, right? Boalea shelo b'shas vesta ve'en zicha b'digo pei tashmish. And they, the Shaz Vestal, he has to be Polish Onachas. Remember, Onachas ended up call Onachas and the Rapa as 24 hours. Onachas Hasmucha La Ona. Nevertheless, the Mekel on Chibut Benishuk and at Yotze L'Derech. So you have here a clear reliance on Hagosha and Ria. The calendar isn't that absolute. The Halacha, the calendar is that she's Asura L'Shamish Achetibdo. If the period passed, then it's my focus whether she still needs a bedikah or not. But the assumption is of a rare bismana board that she'll be aware that he comes, where the needus comes, and therefore there is no iso if over lobotka. And there are coolness during that period, that owner period, where they asked only Tashmish Shamita, didn't ask all the other hachokos. Not even Nishik Bechibok according to Moshitis. But Isha She'en Leveset Kavua, there, Choshesh Riyom Lamed Riyoso, she owned a Benelis. In Yeshua Veset Kavua, Lizvan Yodua, Michof Lachof, or Michof Hei Lachofei, Choshesh Lizvan Hayodua. Covered already this, but I might as well review it quickly. Kesef Kovoso, three times, whatever the three times will be. For a haflogo, you need three times involving four rias. Otherwise, three times the Oso Yom. That makes a Beset Kavua. The chilek between a Beset Kavua and a Beset Shena Kavua is not the Gabe Choshesha. Choshesha is even for Beset Shena Kavua. By that I mean, any one rear imposes already a limitation on that day because she has to be Choshesha the following month for that day. The chilek between kavua and ena kavua is only the gabe akiro. The following month she doesn't see on that day, then you forget about that day. It no longer is an effective time to worry about. If it's a besed kavua, then it remains a day of Isu until it is Nekar Gibul Pomin. Look at the Kufpei Tes Dalet. Oye Shchilek Ben Kavoso Gibul Pomin, Lo Kavoso Gibul Pomin, Shakavua Afa Pi Shavro Nosav Lo Gisha Asur Shamat Shetibdok, Vitim Se Tohova, Mushroka Vosu Gimu Pomin, Migias Mana Vesel of Vosu Gimu Lavoso, Kiva Shovu Onosa Muteras, the own of Beninish, Shiva Lamed Yom, Dina Kevesa Kavua. We know that that's the Shita Sarashbo, and own of Beninish has aloha of a Vesel Kavua, and therefore Alpha P Shaovo Onosa Voloi Girsho Shasu Shamesh Shetibdo. I don't know really how to handle this for you, just to read it for you, and Boshem, you can handle it yourself. Now let me talk about a verset that's not mentioned in the halacha. And that is the verset that's determined by taking a pill. Halacha l'maaseh, here's how you have to conduct yourself. An artificial beset breaks the beset kavua. She had a beset kavua, and she goes on a pill, and the pill changes her beset because the pill is designed to give a beset of 28 days. Depends on the number of pills she takes.
But the beset is supposed to give her... The pill is supposed to give her a beset of
28 days.
I thought it was like 4 times a year.
No, no. That's the newest. That's another kind of pill. I don't know yet how common that is. There's another pill that also says she doesn't menstruate at all. Period. Never.
No pun intended, right?
No,
she doesn't menstruate.
It's making inroads in medicine, and the claim being the only reason you want to let a woman menstruate 4 times a year is to make her feel normal. It's too artificial. She's been brought up to know that a woman is supposed to menstruate, so 4 times a year. Yeah, but that's already it came in 2 years ago or so. Innovation, yeah, whether it's good for the woman and not good for the woman, whether it will cause problems. Like all drugs, you have to wait 10 years before you know what the consequences are of taking a drug. Now, Locha recognizes the power of the pill, that the pill can break her beset, right? Of course, you have to be okay the beset, if it's a beset kavua, eat 3 times to break the beset. But then the pill establishes itself as a beset, and it is recognized as accurate. Depending on the woman, some women will stop taking the pill and become a nida in 2 days, others in 3 days. But that becomes a beset too. That establishes the beset al pi halacha. The problem with the pill is that the first, I think, 3 months are enough. Others hold it should be a little bit longer. She has to make sure that she isn't roed. The instructions on the pill warn you that there could be what they call breakthrough bleeding, which means that despite being on the pill, there's a rias dam. And that settles down usually after 3 months. The incidence of breakthrough bleeding the information insert gives you something like 10% of the women will see breakthrough bleeding. They are referring to a major menstruation breakthrough. They don't talk about tipas dam kechal. In other words, the fact that a woman will see a drop of blood, that will have no medical significance. It has halachic significance. That's why women who go on the pill, it's critical that the first few 3 months they make bdikos every single day to make sure that they are not roed dam during that time. I think I explained it to you. Maybe it didn't yet, but the idea of taking a pill in the morning and then taking a pill the following morning plain seichel tells you that there'll be a drop in hormone levels from one morning to the next. The pill is designed that that drop in hormone levels shouldn't cause a breakthrough, but they can't design it that way for every woman, because what causes menstruation is a drop in hormone level. But here you go ahead, you take an artificial hormone, you raise the level, then you drop the level. So it's critical that the drop in hormone level not drop so low as to cause a menstruation. Therefore, the time of taking the pill is very rigid. They can't allow themselves to delay taking the second pill, for that may drop the hormone level too much, and then there'll be a breakthrough bleeding. Again, literature recalls breakthrough bleeding, which would be something that is unpleasant for the woman. Namely, she finds herself menstruating. The fact that there's a spot of blood, that's not recognized in the statistics that the drug companies give. Therefore, that reassurance that most women do not have breakthrough bleeding is not true. Most women may very well have. I would say, venture to say from my own experience that there may be well above 50% of the women will see a spot of blood or two when they begin taking the pill. And then it settles down 2-3 months, that goes away. That veset is not recorded in the Yilodeya. It's similar to, but the Gemara talks about a veset of Ochel Dover Chorif. Eats hot peppers or something. That's a kind of a veset there of onus. This is separately. The Gemara speaks about it separately, but this would be analogous to that in halacha. People, I need your cooperation on this thing. What do you want to do with this kupetes? In addition to what I just told you, there's very little chidush to add. You want to handle it yourself? You want to go over? You want to review it in class?
Can Rebbe speak about some of the practicals?
I'm sorry?
Can Rebbe speak about some of the practical details in establishing the Vesas? Because there's some deen in Mechaber talks about the Vesas needing to be in the same Ona.
The Vesas what?
Needing to start in the same Ona every month.
Yeah.
And I was told that that's not very common.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it would come out that most women Bismanazet don't have a Vesas Kavua.
I said that just before. Many of the Achonim from Sofer and others make that statement. That statement is misleading. You don't have women Einam Besed Kavua, they can have any time. It really falls under the category of a Isha Shemeshanes Vesta. Let me call your attention to Kupetes, not my test, but it will start from I pick up Kupetes Yud Gimel. Don't send this up. It's been appearing on the radio. I'm appearing on the computer. Don't send this one. This is not an organized shiur. We're trying to confuse everybody. The best chain of the board that I know of is the premenopausal period. What do we mean by that? When the menopause comes in, finished, then you have Chofches. Skena Shovolo Sholoshonos Bishiskina. Right. But notice the Amchaba required Skena Voloro Aso. We don't have that right away. When a woman enters the premenopausal period of time, she's Lo Roso as she saw before. But 2-3 months can go by and she'll suddenly see something. She will need some time before she enters a period of time when she's Mesolekes Midomin. That, I believe, is what the Halacha emphasizes. She has to need a skena, right? And over. That was what we learned in the Gemara. That was Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't pass like Rabbi Lezer, that over Gimel Onos, and she didn't see. She's already Mesolekes Midomin, but insisted that Dafke, if she's a skena, right? Only by the time she's a skena. This is the emphasis in the Machaba. Skena sho'ovolo sholosholos. Sholosholos alone is not enough. Sholosholos mishe eskina. That's what Machaba is medayek. Harezu Mesolekes Domin bein hachoshesh l'vester rishon. It's one of the difficult problems for women, because they really could be a period of time as long as 2 years. Most women enter the menopause, which means stop seeing them between 52 and 54. Yeah. There's different... I've seen different estimates, statistics on that time. But the fact is that when she's 48, 49, 50, things are not as they were when she had a Veset Kavua. So there you have the problems that keep on coming up, where you have to use every effort to try to differentiate between Dam Nido and Dam Marko. Dam Marko referring to urinary tract infections, etc., which are common at that period of time as well. So Ezi Skena. Shekom lo imba b'fanel machmas siknuso beino chesheshes. A very strange, right, chronology, right? There's chronology no based upon psychology, right? And when she accepts the fact that she's an old woman, what does it mean, really? A passage of time since she became an old woman physiologically, since she became a woman chronologically. It takes a time, it takes a bit of time before a person settles in to know, yes, they entered a new phase of their life. They're now among the aged population. Gimel. Like Lamed, I don't know how to handle Lamed either, what it really means to say. Chozro v'roso dina kidin tinoko shlo giyaz manaliros. Meaning, we've established her that she's Mesolekes Midomin, just like a ketana. She's Mesolekes Midomin. So now you treat it like a tinoko shalagiyas manaliros, right? And therefore, what? You're not chosheshes until she sees three times. You don't have to worry about the last riyah. Yeah. that would be the period of time I made reference to, where she's not a fully yet a skena. She still sees occasionally. There's nothing to do about it, but just to treat it as a ria and worry about the yom in which she saw last time, yom achodesh, right? And worry about it for the next time. There, it says no, but if it be din tilokish of rias man as a liros, we're not choshish for a second ria. There, it's chosav also. If she saw, however, three times, she's back again. Not mushal legis midavir. I think I gave you, I had out from the Eagles that Bizman Azeh, we don't follow this halacha there of Kol Chodal Chodesh Achaleida Sablad there. The Eino Kobaz Veset Afilu Mesablad, of them also. Dhamam Slokimem calls Manibulo, Cholat Chodesh, but Muberes, Einocharami, Muberes usually doesn't see them, but the Kol Chav Dalet Chodesh, or Miniko, that doesn't apply Bizman Azeh. Lamedalad, this is a common question. A woman, I think I might I mentioned to you, had a local woman call up a few months ago. Can I give her the name of someone who can teach her Hilchos Nida? So I said, you're going to be married soon? He says, no, I have many children. I said, why don't I have a snita? He says, I haven't had an experience with nidus. He said, for many, many years. He says, I'm pregnant and I'm nursing and I become pregnant and I'm nursing. Years have gone by in which I have not followed. After I go to mikveh once, but the whole business with kriya saveset, etc. is long, long time ago that I studied in a kala class. I need someone to review it for me. And so, Baruch Hashem, I arranged for tzvarim with one of the women in my community. It turns out, Baruch Hashem, she has 14 children. A woman with 14 children decided to learn Hilchos Nida now. Why? Because she just has no opportunity to go through this complication, these complicated concerns that a normal woman has. Let's pick up Lama Dalla again. Muberes mishu kerubro meiniko kochol dal chodesh ene chosheshes levesel rishon afilo hoyelo vesel kavua vigia tel chazman azeh ein siche bediko betel sabaylo. So if someone asks you, what is oker vesel kavua? Three rias oker vesel kavua, but so does muberes oker vesel kavua. But then what happens after she's no longer Muberes, no longer Meniko? Look how sure we are. Bapilu shofas v'raz dam ba'osa ono shein lemudu lirot v'hen ein ela b'kemikre. And if she should see dam, and it seems to be at the same period of time, Yom HaChodesh, that normally she would see, we don't pay attention to it. It's an accident. It's not treated as anything more than an accident. How else could you treat it other than an accident? That is proof that Shchozeres to the previous Veset. Right? Says, no, we don't say that. If you Shchozeres to the previous Veset, the next month you'll have to worry about it. Says, no, it's just an accident, you leave it be. Right? Ovo Yimei Ibu Vanoko. What happens then? How does she start all over again? She goes to Mikveh already, right? Now that she can start having a relationship with her husband, and then what? Then he says, Choseres lochosh leveso serisho. What does that mean? Kesad hoyle vesed leyomim, meaning a day of the month, lemudu leosh chodoshim, choseshes rosh chodesh risho, that she pogaz bo. In other words, after this period of a delay or a period of time in which her vesed is put in abeyance, it doesn't disappear. It's put in abeyance. And the moment she no longer has the halacha of sivug domim, then she presumes the old vesed came back. Where's the chilik? If it's haplogo, she has to wait anyway for 2 years to know. But if it's a besed leyomim, then the first, as soon as she's finished nursing, right, then she has to worry about that day, which she once was the day that she was choshes for. V'chein kol piyotzebet, v'chein adinim hoy la besed aguf, b'zman yedua, avon hoy la besed haplogo, naturally, yefshol lochosh atchetal zoliros, right, until she goes and sees a second time. What does that mean? She has a first time she menstruates after giving birth. Right? So all you can worry about is Yom HaChodesh? No. Also worry about the Yom HaFloga. Right, there's no HaFloga, there's only one Riyah. The answer is the HaFloga that once was. So once upon a time it was a 28-day cycle. Then after the first year, she has to worry about the 28th day. That, by the way, is pretty much so. The only thing, a good thing that seems to happen, is that the women who have a very short cycle, after giving birth the first time, the cycle seems to lengthen a little bit, an extra 2-3 days sometimes. And that, for some women, that's the chilek between normal having birth, normal becoming pregnant, or needing assisted reproductive technology to become pregnant. Women with a 24-day cycle, which is not uncommon, Bizman is there, right, that usually don't become pregnant. Not without the help of the doctor, where he either tries to lengthen the cycle artificially with drugs, or if he follows my suggestion, they use artificial insemination and basically do so. Well, she said it neither, but from semen stored from previous months that the husband submits.
Is that because in the 24-day vessel she doesn't ovulate long enough?
In 20-day cycle, she will ovulate on day 10. She doesn't get to mikveh until after that. That's the problem. So what you do is you have them submit to semen samples or semen ejaculates from previous months, which they acquired by using a condom, especially prepared condom, and given into the lab. The laboratory puts in a nitrogen freezer and keeps it frozen until the next time, in the next month, then she can come in and do ultrasound and see when the follicles are about ready to rupture. And then the doctor inseminates her with the semen from the husband. And that, by the way, has become a new business there, run by Pua, long-distance marriage to soil. And that's Hashgocha. They require Mashgichim now for this process. I think he came in and spoke to the boys, didn't he? Bernstein. That's become a new Hashgacha business. How they do it, what kind of competence this Hashgacha is, why you need a Mashgiach for that purpose, what it means. The semen sample is collected and it's sealed, signature. That the woman can do herself, or the husband can do himself. We don't need a Mashgiach from the outside to come in and do that, but nevertheless, it's already well established in the areas where those doctors who handle a lot of full women, they know already that you have to have a Mashgiach there. If there's ever a suffix that a doctor would do something like substitute someone else's sperm, yet there are such cases that have been recorded. Okay, did we do already Kuf Tzadik Aleph? Isha Shemot Zadam Ashtam? I think we discussed Chepil Omedes Yosheves. I did it in the Eagle. Didn't do it in the Machamba. We did it in the Eagles. I gave you. I gave you a copy of an Eagles. I like. Did you get it?
I missed a few days last week.
Yeah, but. Okay. So get now to we did the Kuf Tzadik Aleph also. Kuf Tzadik Beis. This end of Kuf Tzadik Aleph we spoke about, but she finds little pieces, gravel. I mentioned to you that it's due to kidney stones. Din Kalan Hesel Chup. This may be the basis for what's become almost standard. The chosen doesn't, chosen probably don't see each other for 7 days. That was a recent development in halacha. I was growing up, we never knew of such a thing. It seems it came in post-war with the influx of Hungarians. There was strong minhag there that became widely accepted nowadays, even by people not so frum. The Hoskala don't see each other for 7 days.
It's chukas
this may be the moko for it.
Is it a chukas a goyim?
Huh?
It's
the no, goyim too?
The minhag is to not, for the bride and groom not to see each other the day of the wedding. Yeah. Not for 7 days. Okay. At least not as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
It's going. It's a little bit strange, since they've been living together for the last 2 years. What's the business of seeing each other the 7 days before the chasid? Okay. In tala the chesed chuper tavuli no save in espaiso. Sicha leishev zayin ikiyim ben gedola ben ketana. This is new halacha. a new golem of needles. That is the emotional turmoil can lead to needles. To Wuli Nase, he proposed to her and she agrees. Then we're afraid that she'll be low adam the hardl and miss it. Therefore she has to count Sheshiv Zayanikim Ben Gedola Ben Gtana after the Bodka Asma Bishastri Motsutahua Shema Machmas Chimu Dvosa Tipas Dam Kechardol or Gishabo. Not shy to us, it's not often that you can get your invitations printed and a caterer within 7 days of the time he proposes. And since we usually have a long gap, more than 7 days, and a woman goes to mikveh after bedikos, usually close to the time of the chasana, right? So that this halacha is at best kind of optimistic that some people will decide to get married and within 7 days go to the chuppah. So therefore you have to worry about Shema machmas chimud rosa tiba zam kechadol or gishabo. Umona zayim imochas yom arutfir. Right? Veina tzricha hefzik tara. Shapa pisho botka v'yom atfir lahafzik betara. Mona v'yom amachas zayim ekiyin. Even though you're missing one day. Right? Normally day begins with nightfall, the night before. Here, so it would be that you'd have to count shiva nikiyim after a hefsek tara, after establishing that there was no dam, and then you count shiva nikiyim. Mi yitzricha b'dika to zayin. And the Moshe says, l'chatchila, every day, like a regular nida, kol yom l'chatchila, mi b'dievet l'botka asmo, rak pamachat, so zayin sagi. Here's the strangest psak. We discussed Aleph and Zion makes sense, right? There's a beginning and there's an end to a Besofra, to a count. Some to make one Bedikah to Zion, they're kind of a Chumre, make her aware of Nidus. Shach says it doesn't make sense. Our meaning is to treat it like either yes or no. Treat like a regular nida. Look at the shach. Idna nogo lahafsik b'tahara. They treat it like a regular shiva nikiyim. The first shach in Kuf Tzadik Beis. The vocal called Zayin nikiyim. Nevertheless, b'di'eved, if lo botka, except pamachas, it's also good. Now goes Beis. So the more in Beis is already significant halacha lemaisa. Aleph is not shy. We don't know such thing b'zman hazeh. We don't have it. Period. Don't have people proposing getting married within 7 days. It's just not likely. Shivas yomam halola monosu mishoshi somechas bedaito mechin asma lechupo. Apa pishon niskatcha adayim. Doesn't mean after Eresin. Even no Eresin. Right? Nevertheless, it goes with what? The conviction that, commitment rather, it goes with the commitment. If she commits herself to marry him, that's the beginning at that moment. That's the high, emotional high, and that's where you worry about Dam Chimud. What do we do today? When does a kala go to mikveh? A kala is a nido. Right? Every kala is a nido. Yeah. She has to go to mikveh. When? Well, it makes no difference when. Right? She can go to mikveh as long as it's before the chuppah, it could be 2 weeks before the chuppah too. Comes the Rebbe and says, "Yesh nismuch hatfilu samach lebilas mitzvah b'chol ma'ad efshar." Haminog litvol hakala leil dalid afa pishto bi tivol kodem matzoi Shabbos. Av ein lach hachik hatfilu manabila yosem izeh. That's where the rule came in. Somehow, kallahs go to mikveh in 4 days of the chasana. They can't go to mikveh the day of the chasana because they're in the beauty parlor, and most beauty parlors don't have a mikveh. But within 4 days, now, but ain't the hakad feeling my bill yosem is a emoti boil the mosoi Shabbos. Yeshua lindor asa b'chol yom ad bilas mitzvah. Strange chumrah, but there, why? Because it's so imminent, there's again a kind of a dam chimud potential comes in. And therefore they want to be machmir for every day. The dafki l'chadchila, al b'dei b'dei l'hachmir in botka rak pa'machas tozayim. Okay, and that's the last statement in the Ramon. Chochoson yishor l'kala kredim shi yigavo im shom bro shiv in the kiyim. That assume Boshem that the kala that you chose was someone who's as interested in the halacha as you are, and will be careful whatever halachas they teach him. What if there's a delay? In all my years as Masada Kedushin, yeah, and only twice such a thing happened, where the chasana was called off over monetary issues. The chasana was promised a certain amount of money to deposit in the bank, right? And the money was not there. And he refused to go ahead with the chasana. One circumstance where it's clear to me that it was a technical error. The father of the kala had arranged for money to be transferred, but he had his money in Switzerland, and there was some kind of a goof, some kind of a hang-up, but it was clear that he is a man of integrity, etc. And why she agreed to go ahead with the chuppah, I don't know. But we had to get three people to sign a note, a co-sign, a note to guarantee the money. Then the chosan went ahead with the chasana. Why a girl would want to marry such a fellow, I don't know. Yeah. This is no say isha mishumom mamish kakosu batoa. No doubt about it. Yeah. Nevertheless, these are realities. Before I am a kabbal kinyan with a chosan, I always ask him, Did this father-in-law already give you the keys to the Jaguar or not? Because if not, you should know. Once we signed, I said, Ksuda, we signed the Tanoim, it says, Sheikh Fakimu, right, that they already Makayim everything in the Tanoim, then you can't ask for the car anymore. Im Docho Anasuya Machma says a Siva, Apa Pisha Yoshua Shiva the Kiyim. And Bidika doesn't help that this thing, it's why it's not a natural event. It's an unusual occurrence that can come any time, so making a Bidika doesn't give you any assurance. Bidika gives you an assurance when you're dealing with a normal event, which you assume when it happens, there'll be a ribudam, etc. But in this thing, when you worry about tifa zam kachat lechatchila, there's no ribudam to start with. Therefore, the bdikah doesn't help to give you that assurance. Therefore, if bot gatzmo there and it doesn't take away the need for shiva nikiyim, which occurs after the moment of emotional high. Ava bekinsa tol zman zeh v'chein choson shepirson kalosha nido. If he decided to marry her within the 7 day period, she didn't count 7 days and then get married, then they can't have relations, right? Lo yisache imo elohu yoshe ben anoshe v'yishene ben anoshe. That happens. One of the reasons for women, almost all callous, insist on taking the pill is to avoid such an occurrence. But it happens sometimes. Involved many times in a circumstance where the callous in either at the time of the chassid. Didn't expect it to be, didn't calculate it right, or whatever it is. But you really, what do you do? I say that's the reason why women like to go on the pill, for that even those who don't plan to use the pill for contraceptive purposes like to go on the pill to guarantee it shouldn't be a chupas nida. Yeah. But if it is a chupas nida, I want you to know this is not uncommon in the old days before the pill became so available. Yeah. They go and they take a friend to sleep with them. Boy takes a chava to sleep with him in one room, and she takes a girlfriend to sleep with her in the other room. I said, that's what it means. Hu yoshein ben anoshe, yoshein ben anoshe. Why? I can't think back. I know it happened over and over again, such things. Why they did that? Why didn't they just go home to mom, go home to pop? It's a kind of embarrassment or something for some reason. They prefer to do it that way, to take two hotel rooms and take along friends to be with them. And if it ever happens to Loch Olamaisa, naturally they should go home to one of the parents, you know, like they did. But usually before, the chosen kallahs sometimes come for Shabbos, and sleeping arrangements are made. They shouldn't sleep together. The same thing can be done after the chasen as well. Yesh omrim im hoysa tohoro kishenosa v'lo bo aleo upirsa nida achakach ein zricha shimu. Okay. This is one of the strange halachas. He has it over here. Look at the shach. And we'll finish up the morning of the shach. Oy. I'm sorry. Why don't you remind me? I've been watching the time. It's a sugya. I haven't prepared as an organized thing, so. Near the evening, Shaminov will be to look at Kaka basically on your Mahanasur.